The surviving Signar and Rangers ran through the darkness, crashing heedlessly through the thick underbrush. Though they were experts at negotiating the wilds, they were going too fast for caution now. Slowing for even a second meant certain death. Thorn bushes tore at her skin, but she was too afraid for the pain to register. Her face and arms were crisscrossed with deep scratches. Thankfully, she burst through the thick brush and into a rocky clearing. Once in the open, the ranger pushed on as fast as she could find footing on the treacherous ground. The muscles in her legs were on fire, her lungs burned from the exertion. The things were right behind them. Most of their patrol was dead, picked off one by one. There were only three of them left, terrified, cut off, and lost in the deep woods. Just ahead of her, Corporal Sutton tripped over a root and fell hard, rolling and crashing down on the rocks. He smashed into a boulder and screamed. Desperate, he scrambled back up, but bellowed in pain and toppled over again. "My leg!" Novak slid down toward her comrade. Already she could tell it was no mere twisted ankle. Even in the weak moonlight, she could make out a glistening red shard of bone sticking out of Sutton's pant leg. It was a terrible break, a horrible wound even in a decent situation, a death sentence here. Sergeant Rutherford had made the same assessment.
"Leave him!"
Their squad leader ran past her, jumping from rock to rock. Only the most experienced woodsman could move so quickly through such difficult terrain in such dim light and not break his neck. The sergeant stopped at the top of the next rise and shouted at her.
"I said leave him! Come on, Novak!"
She followed because that's what a soldier did when given an order. But then Novak froze, torn. She looked back at Sutton, who was desperately crawling across the broken ground. He was doomed. The things were too fast, too deadly. All the Signarans were probably going to die anyway, but trying to carry a wounded man meant none of them would escape. Sutton reached out one bloody hand toward her, begging.
"Help me, Arabella, please."
One of the pursuing creatures howled. The sound pierced the night and turned Novak's blood to ice. It was less than 100 yards behind them. A dozen other howls answered the first. She turned and ran for her life. Sergeant Rutherford was already heading down the mountainside, sliding wildly across loose shale. It was extremely steep, but with no other choice, Novak went after him. Rangers were physically fit, but her body had already been pushed far past exhaustion. They'd forded a stream earlier in the hopes that the water would mask their scent and shake their pursuers, but all it had done was soak their clothing. Now her boots were sodden, squishy, and heavy. It made descending such an unforgiving slope even more dangerous. Behind her, there was a single gunshot as Sutton fired on the creatures. Then the screaming began as they fell upon him and ripped Sutton apart. Novak's ears were filled with the horrible sounds of tearing flesh and snapping bones.
"Don't think about it. Keep moving," Rutherford ordered.
Novak's rifle was slung over her shoulders so she could use both hands, and she grasped at rocks and branches, trying to slow her descent. She tried not to listen as Sutton's screaming went on and on, but it was impossible to ignore. The trees were thicker here, and she lost sight of her sergeant in the darkness. It was too steep. She nearly managed to keep her footing as she descended far too fast, but as she crashed through some heavy brush, she struck a tree. Bark scraped against her face, one boot slipped on a smooth rock, and then she was tumbling down.